All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and guys, you can be too. Yes, you can. First of all, I want to thank everyone. There were several people that I noticed that I wasn't on the call last week. Nothing's wrong. Everything's great, but thanks for reaching out. I appreciate that. And I also want to congratulate all of the executive consultants that just recently went to the EC fly-in. What a treat that was to hang around with the leaders of the company and some of the best of the best. That's the reward that you get for your hard work. And, folks, if you're not an executive consultant yet, something to look forward to. Go out there, make your business happen. And there's no better time than the present, okay? No better time than the present because we've got a lot of great things going on in Ambit Energy, and some of them are going to explode in the near future. Your activity now will make you an integral part of what's going to happen coming up, and it's going to make a big difference for your family going forward, okay? We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And we're already doing this call tomorrow in Japan. Hey, guys, this is the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. And you can come to this call expecting to hear something that's going to make a difference in your business right now. Tonight, absolutely no exception. You're going to hear from somebody who's not only done it, but is still doing it in the trenches and knows what he's talking about. But before that, let me just mention this. Ambit Power Trip, Spring 2017, April 20th through the 27th at the Wyndham Garden Dallas North Hotel. Guys, VIP registration is already sold out. That's right. It's just February, and VIP registration is sold out. Don't miss the opportunity to be a part of this huge event. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. Make sure that you get registered. You've got the general registration available with the Friday Leadership Breakfast. I highly recommend that if you can get to that Friday Leadership Breakfast, my experience has been that breakfast alone is worth the entire event, and it only gets better from there. But listen, go to ambitpowertrip.com. Again, ambitpowertrip.com. Make sure that you're registered for the event. You can see the details of the event. The agenda is already listed. We're going to have the All-Star Business Presentation on Thursday night, Leadership Breakfast Friday morning, Corporate Tours all day Friday. We get the Q&A and a statement of the corporate vision late Friday night. That's always fantastic. And then on Saturday, you're going to be trained by some of the biggest leaders in Ambit Energy, especially our number one income earner, Mr. Brian McClure. Definitely worth it. Get it done. Get it registered. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Now, my pleasure to introduce our speaker for this evening. This guy and I are fast becoming even greater friends. We've been talking a while, and he's been mentoring me a little bit about the business. And here's why I've chosen to connect with our speaker tonight. He's been in the business just a little over 2 years, but he became an executive consultant in only 13 months. And he's the kind of guy that he will help anybody. He's making a difference all over the Ambit Energy community, and that's why in 2016, at our last Ambition, he was the recipient of our Crystal Sphere Award. Please welcome from Portland, Maine, executive consultant Tim Devine. Tim, welcome to the call.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bear. I appreciate those kind words, and I'm excited to be here tonight.
Glad to have you with us. All yours, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you, man, I got so much good information here. Just got back from Pecan Bluff with Brian and a great group of people there. And, you know, we flew in last Thursday, and we had the pleasure of flying into the corporate office and catching the tail end of the EC fly-in. I'll tell you a little bit about that. But it was funny. We landed in Boston a little while ago, and, you know, on the plane I was making some notes and, you know, landed and drove home from Boston. It's about a two-hour ride. And I was listening to Ray Monty's team call, and prior to that, listening to one of his leadership calls, and, you know, just kind of have my wife take a few notes and whatnot, and just listening. I'll tell you, when I look back at the weekend, getting over to Brian's and, you know, listen to Ray's calls and just doing the stuff we do, I am so hungry, Bear, for information and knowledge and wisdom. That's what I do. When I'm around these guys, I mean, I followed Brian around. I had a notepad in my back pocket the whole weekend, and I can't tell you how many notes I took. And it might have looked funny to some of the other people, but I was there just to grab nuggets and wisdom and knowledge and insight and everything I could get while I was there. And I'll tell you, when you're looking for something, you find it. And, you know, it's the same thing listening to Ray's two calls on the way up here tonight. And one of the calls, he had an analogy. You know, we just had the Super Bowl, and he's not a Patriots fan, so I'll throw that disclaimer out there. But he put an analogy out there about that game, and he put an analogy out there, and he kind of, you know, intertwined it with Ambit Energy and people that build the business and get to certain levels, and then they peter off, you know, and they slow up and they stop doing the things that got them there. And he used that example with the Atlanta Falcons. You know, that was a team that probably wasn't a team in the NFL that was more qualified to win the Super Bowl as far as the way they were playing football in Atlanta. And even as a Patriots fan, I looked at that and I was like, wow, you know, these guys, they're young, they're on fire, they're doing everything right. And that's what they did the first half. You know, they showed up, they were hungry, they took the Patriots right out of the game, and they had an incredible game plan, and they just were hungry. They wanted it worse. And then they got complacent. They got to that level where they felt like they arrived. They felt like they didn't have to keep that fire going. They just felt like they didn't have to keep doing the things that got them there. And they kind of went back on their heels, and the Patriots recognized that, and they took advantage of that. And they became the ones that were on fire and that were hungry and wanted it worse. So I just had that fresh in my mind listening to that call. I'm all pumped up. And, you know, I'm going to get right into the content and talk a little bit about the weekend. You know, first things first, getting into the fly-in, congratulations to all the new ECs. There was an incredible group there, a lot of familiar faces, and we came in at just the right time. My wife and I, they had a panel with Lori Rodriguez, John Burke, Chris Chambliss, and Jerry Thompson Jr. And I got to sit there in the back of the room and listen to these guys. They all chatted a little bit about where the company's at. They chatted about Japan and just all the different things. John Burke had just won the CIO of the Year Award. That's a very prestigious award that not many people on planet Earth will ever get. And the funny thing was, when he was congratulated about that, Chris Chambliss took a minute to really shed light on what that meant. And so he pointed out, John Burke has been working with Jerry Thompson Jr. for about 12 years. You know, they were working on the platforms before Ambit launched. And, you know, John Burke has had to reinvent himself four times, meaning he's had to completely change the platforms and the systems and everything four times. And the typical CIO that works on an extremely high level like John has a burnout factor and usually only lasts about 3 years. So when you think about what John's done, he's not only outlasted that three-year mark, he's reinvented himself four times, and he got the CIO of the Year Award. And, I mean, it just speaks volumes to what goes on behind the scenes at our company that I don't think a lot of people realize. And, you know, if you realize what type of person Lori Rodriguez is, our CFO, our Chief Financial Officer, this lady is absolutely brilliant. And, I mean, she is just, you know, she keeps this company right on target. And, you know, I won't get into a lot of the detail with that, but, you know, when you meet these people and you hear them talk and you see what they're doing behind the scenes, it just means security for everybody on this call's family. And, you know, one thing that Jerry Thompson said, it was a statement that I'll never forget the rest of my life. And they had the ECs asking questions. They were going back and forth, just, you know, picking questions out of the audience and nailing them. And so someone had asked Jerry a question. I can't remember exactly how it was worded, but it was about, you know, where Ambit's at and the launch of Japan and how excited they are and, you know, how they look at that. And Jerry basically said, and I wrote it down, and it was kind of a moment in time I'll never forget. And he said, you know, he was just as serious as could be. You could hear a pin drop. He said, we've been preparing for 10 years for this moment. I mean, I heard that. I'm just like, wow. I mean, these guys have been doing groundwork. They've been doing incredible things. They've built this unbelievable company. They've done something that no other company in direct sales has ever done. And here they are looking at everything they've done up to this point. They feel has been preparing them for this moment. You know, and you look at what that equates to for you and I. I don't think most people, Bear, have a clue at what's about to happen with this company over the next couple of years, let alone 5 and 10 years. So you know, Chris Chambliss, he weighed in and said a bunch of things that were really cool, just, you know, talking about the company, where they're at. I mean, obviously, he's going over there to head this thing up. And when you're, you know, one of your co-founders is going to go live in Japan and help launch this thing, I mean, they're going to do it right. You know, they're not – a lot of companies in this industry, they rush over to Japan early on because they want to get growth. And they do it for one reason. They do it to get quick growth very fast, and they usually do it wrong. They usually have a lot of mistakes. There's usually a lot of cleaning up to do when a lot of these companies open up in Japan. And that's just a – that's a something that happens in the industry. The fact that our company has waited till they're 10 years old to open up over there, and we're the first company in the world in direct sales that's opened in Japan that's already doing $1 billion in revenue. So, I mean, if you look at John Burke with the systems, Lori Rodriguez, Chris and Jerry, 10 years old, never had a $1 billion company open there that's already established. You guys, it's the perfect storm for you and I. You know, one of the things that Chris Chambliss talked about was he said, you know, there were some people asking about different markets. What's going to happen, you know, over here? What other markets are deregulated? What other countries? This, that, and the other thing. And he kind of stopped and said, you know, what we're looking at right now is Japan. And those other places, they're there. We can go there when we're ready. But he said it's sort of like being a professional sports team and you're in the draft and you got the opportunity for the number one draft pick. Well, if you got the opportunity for the number one draft pick, that's what you focus on. And you stay focused on that number one draft pick. And he says, what we've got is, in Japan, is we've got the number one draft pick. And that's where we're going to stay. We're going to focus on that. That's where our attention is. We're not going to get distracted. So, again, that equates to security for you and I. You know, Brian did a call for me on Saturday morning. He did a team call. And it was funny. We, you know, we set it up, and our call is a little earlier. And, you know, in Texas, it's an hour earlier, and had to get Brian out of bed a little early. I felt bad about that, but he was willing to do the call. And, you know, he absolutely crushed that call. And anybody wants a copy of that, let me know. But it was like Babe Ruth, bottom of the ninth, grand slam out of the park. And he talked a lot about Japan. And, you know, I know that Ray touched on this earlier with his call. Brian jumped on a plane this morning, about 7 o'clock this morning. He left the ranch to go to Tokyo for 3 days to meet with some heavy hitters over there. Brian's excited. I mean, you know, if you knew Brian's schedule over the next 2 weeks and the fact that he's jumping on a, you know, 14-hour flight to go over to Japan, that's not convenient, you guys. What that is, that sends a signal of how big this thing. Brian's like, man, this is going to be huge. And I'll kind of tie it into, if someone's on this call that doesn't have a connection to Japan, we're gonna bring this full circle, okay? So don't worry about that right now. We will talk about that. And I know a lot of people do have connections over there, but you don't want to miss out. And, you know, Ray talked about on his leadership call about reaching out to 10 people a day. You know, disciplining yourself. And I've had this conversation with a lot of people on my team, having conversations with people and just asking them, do you know anybody in Japan, or do you know anybody that knows anybody in Japan? And so when you think about that, number one, anybody that's in your downline that hasn't been, you know, real active or just kind of fell off the radar, you've got a reason to call them back. And I guarantee you will find people that have connections. Anybody you've ever prospected, anybody that's on your names list currently, and anybody that you run into. If you're serious about this, I guarantee you will get connections to Japan. I was just talking to a brand new consultant, Jessica, on the phone on the way back from the airport tonight, sponsored under Lois Burnell. And these guys just signed up the other day, and she's got a hot prospect over in Japan. Extremely excited. And another thing that was really cool was while I was at Brian's, one of the guys on my team that's an extremely talented guy, you know, hasn't had the breaks he's looking for yet. And Brian called him up. We called him and got him on the phone, and Brian knows him and had a conversation with him, and he got fired up. And, you know, the funny thing was that guy called back a half hour later and had a connection to Japan. And he called my phone. Brian and I were laughing throughout the rest of the day because every time I turned around, this guy's number was coming up on my phone. He called me a dozen times yesterday, just excited because he caught it. It's like he started getting on the phone. He signed up a guy yesterday that has connections over there as well. So, you know, I'm harping on this Japan thing a lot. fair, because I really, really, really want to drill it home. You know, there's people that are going to capitalize on this and their lives are going to change because of one or two or three connections over in Japan. And then there's people that are going to miss the boat. There's people that are going to, you know, sing ho-hum, and they're going to, you know, be wondering why it's not happening for them. Well, guys, you got to reach out. You got to dig in. I feel like I told Ray the other day, I feel like Paul Revere running around telling everybody the Redcoats are coming. You know what I mean? And it's like some people look at me with a glazed look in their eyes like I've got three heads, and other people kind of get it. And it's like, man, I'll tell you, you guys, take advantage of the timing. Right now, doing the groundwork right now that you do between now and the pre-launch and then through the pre-launch, and you guys, it's going to be nice and ripe and good for years to come. But if you take advantage of it now and through the pre-launch, you're just going to put yourself in a position where you gain momentum. You know, and this is a game of momentum and an energy. Building teams in network marketing is all about putting yourself in a position to gain momentum, and there's seasons. You know, we have seasons where it slows down and it doesn't seem like it's happening, and then we have seasons where it takes off and the wind's at your back. You know, so that's one of these seasons where you need to recognize what's coming. Again, the Redcoats are coming. You know, again, having conversations, the key thing here too, Bear, is not text messages and emails. It's picking up the phone. I mean, picking up the phone. People are going to catch the excitement in your voice. You're going to be able to cover a lot more ground. You send out a text message to a bunch of people about Japan or an email, and it's just trash. I mean, it's junk mail. It's not going to get you anywhere. You got to pick up the phone. That's where you're going to gain the ground that you're looking for. So, you know, again, those are little things that we've been talking about. You know, Japan, you guys, is a full deregulation. One of the reasons Chris and Jerry are so excited, I mean, this is a full deregulation. That whole country is deregulating. Okinawa is not, but the other little spot there that we're not in yet, it's just timing and a light. We're going to eventually be there too. So Okinawa, that's an island off the southern coast. I don't know if we'll ever be there, but that's really not a big deal. The entire country, if you look at the country of Japan, it's about half the size of California with an incredible population. It's the largest energy market. It's the largest single energy market in the world to deregulate, and it's a full deregulation. They're even deregulating the generation side. You know, they had 35 nuclear facilities in Japan. They're down to two. They knew that with the tragedy years ago, they had to change up what they were doing, and their demand is so huge. They recognize they've got to do something different with their energy. And they saw deregulation as the answer. And the Japanese government is extremely excited about ambient energy and deregulation and what it's going to do for their economy. You know, this will be the largest economic shift in Japan. You know, just like we hear about in America, you know, the largest transfer of wealth, $500 billion industry. Well, over in Japan, that's a $70 billion industry with that one country. And so this is going to be the largest economic shift in the history of that country. And people, again, that recognize it here and over there are going to reap the rewards. And so, you know, who do you know that knows somebody? Who do you know that knows somebody or knows somebody that knows somebody? And that sounds kind of funny, but I think back about a statement that John Maxwell made. And when John Maxwell was young, I mean, most people know who he is. He's written over 80 books. Spoke over 3,000 times, one of the most sought-after public speakers in the world. His books are incredible. I'm reading one right now. And he had a statement that he claims launched his career. There was a moment in time where he feels like his career just went into hyperspace, and it was because he started having conversations with people, and he started asking this particular question. And that question was, who do you know that I don't know that I should know? And that's the same thing we're doing right here, you guys. You know, when you think about, we always tell the story of Ed the Plumber, my sponsor. I was a complete stranger, didn't know the guy. He was a friend on Facebook. I accepted his friend request because we knew one person in common, had a conversation with me. I signed up, and his life has changed. And so those same things are going to happen, whether it's, you know, a connection through a friend or a friend of a friend or someone in your downline that came back to life. That's what's going to happen over Japan. And I think it's going to happen 100-fold. So, you know, to say I'm excited there, is an understatement. I mean, you know, we're my wife and I are getting ready to go over there. And, you know, it's funny because just recently we found out there's going to be a little delay. And, you know, sometimes, you know, depending on what your goggles see, you know, how your vision is, I saw that as an unbelievable blessing in disguise. You know, some people looked at it as, oh, my gosh, you know, what's the problem, this, that, and the other thing. Well, basically, our company has to get the one final license, and we cannot go out there and release websites and videos and all this stuff without that license being in place, because if the wrong people saw that, you know, the company could be looked at like, hey, what are you doing promoting this? You're not even licensed yet. So we have to be very careful about that. So, you know, when I was at Ryan's Ranch, we were sitting there. We had a couple of different sessions where we got to sit around for, you know, an hour, hour and a half at a time and just, you know, pick his brain and ask some questions. And it was just an open forum, and there was about a dozen people there, and it was incredible. And you know, so anyways, going back to the delay, there's a couple of things in my life. We're going over there, my wife and I, you know, the delay was like, oh, man, that's perfect. I have time to kind of get a few things in order that were going to be tight. And then when we were at the ranch, Brian was doing this thing, and there was a couple people in the audience that asked. We were talking about personal development and books and seminars, all kinds of cool stuff. And one of the persons, I can't remember who it was, asked a question to Brian and said, what is the one thing that is the most critical thing that you can give us for advice if we could do as far as becoming more effective as a human being and becoming a better person and personal development and all that kind of stuff? And Brian said, Landmark Forum. And I know, Barry, you've done it. I know Richard and Mary have done it. And it's a, you know, 3-4 day deal where you go and it's some intense training on becoming, you know, just whatever you're looking for. So anyways, right away, my wife goes online. We're sitting there with our cell phones, and she sees a date, and it's March 10th. We were planning on flying over March 7th. And I'm really painting the picture. It's funny how things work out, and it's funny how things happen for a reason. And it was March 10th in Boston. There's a 4-day seminar. So I asked Brian, I said, Brian, I got a question for you. Before I go over to Japan, do you recommend that I do this? And he said, absolutely. He said, it's gonna make just such an incredible difference. He said, absolutely, no question about it. I said, done. I'm going to do it. And, you know, so that was the nugget. That was one of the huge nuggets that I was looking for when I went to his ranch, because I was looking for things that just advance my life and get ready for this adventure. And, you know, and again, my point is this. Everything works out. You know, if you see it that way, if that's what your anticipation is, you know, if the glass is always full and overflowing, that's how your life is going to be. If you're sitting back wondering why it's not happening for you and you got some tough breaks or whatever it is, you know, the world you live in is the one you craft. And I'll tell you, it's out there for the taking, you guys. So I'm just going to kind of look at a couple of notes here real quick and taking this thing home. Incredible weekend. I can't say enough. I could do a 2-hour call and not call it, cover it all. But, you know, one of the things I read, and with the group that we were with this past weekend, it was incredible. We did some really cool things. And when you get a group of people together, every group has a different fingerprint, has a different identity. You know what I mean? It just kind of takes on its own life. And that happened at Brian's Ranch. And one of the things I read that stood out to me when I was coming home was try to add value to every life you touch. You know, it was just a statement that jumped out at me. Really thinking about that, try to add value everywhere you go. Try to add value to every life you touch. We go out there, we interact with people every single day. And if that's your mindset and your outlook and your mentality, good things happen. Good things come around. You know, a lot of people would look at my wife and I and say, you guys have been really lucky. Yeah, that's by design. I mean, that is by design. And that's the reason is we're very, very appreciative of Ambit Energy, the leadership, the doors that have opened, the opportunities that have come our way. We recognize that, and we do not take it for granted. You know, we're not looking for a free ride. We want to pay the price just like everybody else, but it seems like the harder you work, the luckier you get. And so anyways, going back to this group, we had a small group of about a dozen people, and the first night we were there, we all had dinner, and with Brian and Betsy and, you know, about a dozen people. And so, you know, we're all kind of getting to know each other and whatnot, and we're having dinner and talking and chatting and this and that. And after dinner, we sat around, we were just talking, nobody left the table. And somehow the conversation came up about asking people their why. And, you know, it was a deal where basically one of the people said, hey, why don't we go around the table and ask everybody what their why is? So we did that. We went around the table and started off, and, you know, one incredible story after another. I mean, every single story was one that basically had people crying, every single one. And I mean, it was just like the most moving, touching moment. And so this group of people, all of a sudden we bonded. And what happened was we went around the table. Everybody talked about what they want to do with Ambient Energy as far as what their why is and the difference they want to make in the world, whether it's, you know, just shelters. And I could go on and on with all the stuff. And it was very, very moving. There was boxes of Kleenex being passed around the table the whole time. And, you know, when we got done, Brian's there and Betsy's there, and they're just, you know, wiping the tears. And he goes, you know, he says, the thing about this group that was amazing is every single person wanted to serve other people. You know, it wasn't about yourself. It wasn't about, you know, what you want and all this other stuff. It was about every single person was passionate about just helping other people and making a difference in other people's lives. So that's how the weekend started off. I mean, and so it was just one of those things that happens. It's a moment in time. And the group, it was almost like a retreat, you know, that type of thing. And so, you know, it was a special weekend. And we all had a really good time. We got a lot out of it. And one of the things that really jumped out at us was, you know, everybody on this call kind of knows Brian and Betsy and their hearts and their hospitality. And same with Ray. I mean, all the stuff he does for the group. And I always use Ray as an example because he's my mentor. He's someone that's just had a tremendous impact on my life. And so these guys just serve and serve and give and serve. I don't think there was one person at that ranch that was coded to Brian this weekend. And so, you know, their hospitality and all the things they do within Ambit and outside of Ambit. I mean, there's dozens and dozens of things that we never hear about that Brian and Betsy donate to and spend their time on and just give their hearts to that we'll never know about because that's just the type of people they are. And that lends to the leadership that we have. So bringing it all around, what I'm going to say is this. You know, whoever your upline leader is, whoever it is you're working with, whoever's out there in the trenches that's the example setter that's helping you, you know, be coachable. Show up with a humble heart and just look for that information. Pray about it. Look for it. You know, it's there. You'll get the answers you're looking for if you're really looking and if you're hungry and if you have that desire. You know, the one skill that I think I have, there's a lot of things that I do not do well. I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm just not good at, and I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with that. The one thing I know that I'm good at is just being hungry, you know, and being coachable. And just that is the one thing that I've been able to develop over time, and just to keep the ego completely out of the game. And I've got one group that I'm working with right now with a guy named Art Gilbert, 78 years old, excited. He wants to be an EC by 80, and he'll do it. And led to another guy, Pat Bowden, good friend of mine, part-time pastor and a sales rep, quality guy that's been involved in the industry before, and led to another guy that's got the experience of being a pastor, and he's a trucker, and he's a great guy, and led to another guy, Norm Chapman, down in Connecticut, that's just a beast. I mean, this guy's going to be huge in Ambit Energy. Led to another guy, Brandon, and led to his parents, Norm and Pauline, that were at the ranch with us this weekend. And a common denominator with a lot of these people is their heart. Is their heart, and they're just humble, giving, servant type people. That's what excites me. You know, they're not, you know, some, you know, big networking guru guy that's gonna go out there and tell you all the things he's gonna do. These people are all in the trenches, they all support each other, they all love each other, they've all got each other's backs, And that's one of the things I recognize. That's one of the things I've learned from Brian and Ray is they know what they're looking for. When they're out there sifting and sorting and working with different people, they've developed a skill of knowing what they're looking for. And I just happen to show up being humble and having desire and having hunger, hunger to learn, hunger to serve, hunger to go out there and make a difference in people's lives. And, you know, the cool thing about that is everyone on this call has the same ability, and some have way more than I do. And so it's out there for the taking. So with that there, I think we've reached about the 30-minute mark. I don't want to go too long. I don't know if there's anything else you want me to cover.
Well, I tell you, it's really easy to listen to somebody that's excited. I got to tell you that. So, you were talking about the weekend, and you were also talking about Japan. The best way that we can take advantage of Japan is who do you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll tell you, there's several things, and you will get results if you just have conversations and reach out. And you know, I've got a lady on my team that I was just talking about, Lois Burnell. I talked to her probably 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I talked about Japan. She just hadn't pursued it at all. It just wasn't even on her radar. She's a senior that wants to go executive. And so, you know, we had the conversation. And then, you know, the next day I got a text, hey, reach out to 10 people. And she's in the game. All of a sudden sponsors this young couple that has a connection to Japan. And that's just one little story. But the way that people can take advantage of this fair is number one, it's a vehicle. The phrase "Who do you know in Japan?" opens up dialogue to talk about Ambit Energy. So even if they don't know someone in Japan, but they say, "Why is that?" the door is wide open. You know, they're all ears. So now you've got a chance to share with them what you do, and so take advantage of that. It's a great non-threatening conversation starter. So think about that. I mean, if you're talking to a total stranger or an old friend or someone that's on your prospect list, and you say, hey, listen, I got a crazy question. This might sound odd, but do you know anybody in Japan? Or do you know anybody that is connected or knows someone in Japan? And they'll sit back and they'll think about it. And some people say, you know, I'm not sure. You know, and we've had that happen, and they kind of come back with, yeah, you know what, I do have a couple people. Or no, they don't. But you know what, that door is open to have a conversation. So that's one angle. And then the other thing, too, that I think Japan does that I think a lot of people are missing is it gives you the opportunity to reach out to anyone in the United States. And I know some people have done that before, but some of us are gun-shy at reaching out to people in the non-deregulated state because we figure out, you know, it's going to be harder, they're probably not going to be interested, da-da-da-da-da. Well, you know what? We just signed up a guy in Florida that's going to kill it. I mean, and he's got connections to Japan, and he's got some skills, and the guy's going to do really well. So the idea, Bear, is getting excited about something and really thinking about the possibilities and acting on it, you know, like the Atlanta Falcons did on that first half. I mean, you know, it's up to you. Nobody – these calls are great and the trainings but, you know, they're motivating and uplifting and inspiring. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to us. It's not up to the call to motivate you to go do something. You have to take action. You know, you're the one. And so, you know, it's whether or not you want it. And, you know, there are some people, Bear, that probably could care less about Japan. And they're just not really going to go do anything about it. That's okay. If they're where they're at and they're getting free energy and they're making some money, great. But I'm just trying to paint a picture for people that if you get off the bench and get in the game, there's a good chance that you're going to get a piece of the action and you're not going to miss out.
Yeah. Well, you know, the people that are going to do nothing about it, there's nothing we can do about that, you know. But let me ask you this with the people who are in the game, who are in the trenches, who really want to make something happen. You know, if we ask people, who do you know in Japan, and we get a response, my brother, my cousin, my friend who was in the military, or whatever the case, what exactly do we do with that contact? Like, where do we go from here? We have a Japan contact. What should we do with that Japan contact now?
Well, we want to paint a picture. I mean, I'm doing conference calls and video chats, you know, Facebook Messenger video chats, different type calls like that, and conversations through the contact, basically painting a picture to get ready, painting a picture of what's going to happen, letting them know there's going to be a website available, there's going to be some corporate videos available, you know, basically what you want to do, just like you do in the United States, is pique their interest. If you pique somebody's interest and get them excited and get them interested, then just let them know, hey, this is going to be big. This is going to be huge. We're in the process right now. I'm getting a few things, few details worked out. We're going to have a pre-launch, and you know, we're going to have an open enrollment, and it's going to bless a lot of people. And one thing that the Japanese are very big on is, you know, the loyalty to their culture, the loyalty to their people. So it's not so much about you, you know, say, oh, I'm going to go, I want to be a rock star. I'm going to be, you got to paint the picture with them that this is something that they will benefit from, their culture, their people, the people that take advantage of it over there. And really, because that's important to them. They're very passionate about helping each other over there in that country. So, again, it's no different than here. You know, can you go sign them up? Can you go, you know, throw all this information at them? No, you don't want to do that. You want to get them curious. And, you know, one of the things about that culture, Bear, that is perfect for our company is less is more. And I'm serious. I mean, if you say too much, you are blowing it, because they are just going to – they're going to retract. And, you know, less is more in their culture. When they say that the duck that quacks the loudest is going to get shot first, that's a saying in their culture. And that's true. I mean, when you think about it, you know, when we're trying to train people, Bear, we say the less you say, the more you make. That is tenfold in Japan. All you want to do is say a little bit and pull it back. Don't worry about giving them information every day. Don't do that, because what happens is, they just sit there and they look at your information and they say, well, you know, I've seen enough. I guess I don't want to do it. You want to get them curious, and then leave them hanging. Leave them hanging for a week. That's a good thing, because what happens is, if you just say, hey, this stuff's coming, get ready, because it's going to be crazy. It's going to be great. You know, they're not going anywhere. You know what I mean? So I think one thing is, you've got to be excited, but you got to know how to control your excitement as well, because it's a different animal, and over there, being too excited and saying too much and being loud, they just don't react to that the way that we think they might. So again, that's just their culture. But you know, the good thing is, when you get a team going over there and things get rolling, it's one of the best places. It's number three in the world for network marketing, and the majority of companies that go over there absolutely kill it. I'll say this, you know, I was talking to Chris Chambliss the other day, and he was talking about, you know, just kind of talking about a few things going on, and he had had lunch with the president of Amway Japan, not the president of Amway, but the president of Amway Japan, and the guy's been the president of Amway Japan for about 2 years, so he hasn't been, you know, the president for 10 years or anything like that, so he really didn't know anything about Ambit Energy. So Chris and this guy get together, and they're having lunch. Chris is just talking to him about what's going on and what we got going and what we're going to do. And Chris had said that you could tell the guy was listening, and he was asking some questions, and he was envious. And he said to Chris, he said, man, you guys are going to do really well here. And he said it almost in a somber voice, like, holy moly. So you don't sell anything. You save people money on a service that they absolutely have to have, and you don't sell anything. I mean, the guy was scratching his head. So – you guys think about that. And that company Amway does $1 billion of their revenue. They do 10% of their revenue. They're in over 100 countries. They do 10% of their revenue in that one country alone. The biggest company in direct sales. And their president is sitting there going, man, it, the look on his face, Chris said, it was almost like, I wish I was you. You know what I mean? So that's what we've got, you guys. It's crazy.
Man, I'm telling you what, I'm looking forward to that, but I just got a phrase out of there. If you talk too much, you're a dead duck.
No, it's the duck that quacks the loudest gets shot first.
I love that. You know, Linda Lilly just posted on Facebook something that you quoted about Brian McClure. You know, it's really great that those of you who are listening to the call, Terry Curry, who do you know that I should know, just put it on Facebook. It's really great that you guys listen to this call and you're gleaning the value from it. That's what has Tim Devine be Tim Devine, because he is one of the bigger students that you can find, which makes him an awesome leader. So, Tim, I want to thank you for being on this call. I'm looking forward to you being on the call again. I can't wait for you to go to Japan. You know, you and I have plans on some of the contacts that I have, and your willingness to just give and give and give is truly a contribution and a testament to you winning the Crystal Sphere Award. So thank you for being on the call with us tonight.
My pleasure, Bear. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your friendship.
Absolutely. Hey, folks, listen, this is a call that you may want to listen to again. I recommend it highly. And the way that you can listen to it again, some of you have are already recording the call. Some of you may not have a recording. If you don't, go to topambitleaders.com. Give it a couple of days for it to be processed and put up on the line. But topambitleaders.com. Go into the Sunday night calls. Look into the archives. Find Tim Devine's call from tonight. Listen to it again. Get your team to listen to this call. And while you're at it, go look at some of the other videos on gathering customers or System 16 that's going to help you build your business right here in the United States. Folks, it's been a pleasure to be with you. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines so that you can congratulate and thank Tim Devine for a great job on this call. Hang on just a second. Here we go.